Penguin Random House Audio presents The Girl from Summer Hill, a Summer Hill novel by Jude Devereaux. Read for you by Emily Rankin. Act 1, Scene 1. Mr. Darcy is revealed. There was a naked man on Casey's back porch. She would have called the police, or, at the very least, screamed if he hadn't been so damned beautiful. Instead, without so much as a blink, she fumbled for the electric kettle and poured boiling water over the loose tea leaves in the silver strainer. Quite a bit of water missed the mug, went onto the granite countertop, and ran down to the tile floor, but she didn't notice. It was so early that it wasn't yet daylight, and she hadn't bothered to turn on the kitchen lights. But then he turned on the porch lights, and in the misty morning, as she looked through the screen door, it was almost as though he were on a stage. He'd dropped his t-shirt and sweatpants on the stone path. Then, totally nude and facing Casey, he walked up the three steps, his full male glory in view. He came straight toward her, as though he meant to enter the house. Casey had just woken up, and when she first saw him, she thought she was still asleep and having the best dream of her life. Not only was his body beautiful, but so was his face. Hair, eyes, beard stubble, truly luscious lips. His skin was a dark golden color all over, and he had long, sleek muscles. His hair was long, down his neck, and in the overhead light it was so black that it seemed to glisten almost.